Hello, baby.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Welcome to Big Bummy. The Pirate Beer Show.
Yeah. That's there, you mateys.
We have got a selection of pirate beers, and apparently a miscommunication occurred, which could result in Rick getting hammered beyond all belief. Apparently, Brewery Van Steenburgh out of Belgium has more than one pirate beer. I thought it said pirate, P-I-R-A-A-T, and I was confused because we had these beers, and I could swear there were three of them, yet it only showed two pirate beers. And so I go looking all over. It's like, okay, well, what was the third one? And I cannot find but two when I'm doing the research. And this is at work. I come home today, look, we have three pirate beers, but they're not pirate. They're Beer de Buccaneer. Yeah. Apparently, Brewery Van Steenburgh makes five or more pirate or pirate-like beers. So we have one between all of us, one beer that is the same, and that's the first one. We got the Beer de Buccaneer Golden Ale, also known as Beer de Buccaneer Blonde. It's a nice, delicate little beer, weighing in 11% alcohol. What better way to start off, right?
Oh, I love it.
But I got a and Rick, you started on yours already. What's your first impression?
Okay, first impression was I opened it up and I noticed there was some gunk on the cap. Ooh. So I was like, ooh.
Did we have any gunk on the cap?
Nope. And then I noticed that as it poured, it was very cloudy. And I've got some definite chunkage at the bottom. But it's a very nice Belgian golden ale. You know, the classic Belgian characteristics, the candy sugar and the sweetness and the alcohol, but not the hot type of alcohol.
Well, so ours is clean and no chunkage. And now, was yours a small bottle?
It was.
Okay, yeah, 11 point something ounce, 333. So ours was clean, no chunkage, no nothing, clear as a bell. So I think you got one that's been aged a little bit, perhaps.
Probably. But you know what? It's vitamins.
Yeah, there you go. And this, to me, though, it's Belgian-like. It's not as pronounced on the spice notes as you would think.
A little sweeter.
It is.
Real
it's
sweet.
Sweeter. And I got a little bit of alcohol, but of course I had alcohol in me before. So that might have something to do with it. But I got a commercial description, sort of. They got this. This is off of Rate Beer. They snarfed it off of the website, which doesn't work. I tried to click on the English room, so I couldn't actually see what it says. It says, high fermentation, non-pasteurized, fully natural product, re-fermentation in the bottle and keg. Kind of malt is Scarlet Pilsner malt.
Hmm.
Never heard of such. Purified water. Yeast developed and cultured in their laboratory, and the types of hops, Hallertau, Saz, and Spalt. Not used, spices and aromatic herbs. Okay, but possibly, maybe it's because of their own yeast that they're using, they aren't getting the spice notes, because that's where it's from, the yeast, not so much actual spice.
Well, all that alcohol, I don't know how you could have any chunkage in your beer. Wouldn't anything grow in that?
You wouldn't think. Some drunk-ass yeast. No, it's a tasty beverage. So, like we said, the theme of the show is pirate beers, and we got talking about pirates. And as you heard on our opening, we risked life, limb, and all manner of money by using Pirates of the Caribbean, modified, heavily modified. And
So Disney, don't sue us.
Yeah, please, Donald, Mickey, and Goofy, don't sue.
Yeah.
Because we, right off the bat, we're committing piracy.
Yeah, you heard Mickey was leaving Minnie, didn't you?
We are pirates.
We are pirates.
Rick, you heard Mickey was leaving Minnie, right?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he heard she was fucking Goofy.
I heard it.
Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and put an explicit tag on this show, too, then. No problem.
I heard it. See, I heard a different version of that.
Send the kitties out of the room.
Mickey goes to the psychiatrist. He says, I can't take that bitch anymore. And the doctor says, let me get this straight. You want to leave your wife because you think she's crazy? He says, no, no, I don't want to leave her because she's fucking goofy. Okay.
And this is our way of convincing Disney not to sue us, right? Yeah.
There you go. We love you, Disney. Yeah. Been there, done that, got that t-shirt.
Now, I tell you, if there is one place on earth I hate more than anything, it's at goddamn Walt Disney in Orlando. You know, you can't come out the same way you go in.
Really?
No. The bastards, they drive you around. They're one-way roads.
Well, you go in with money and you leave with none. That's the
way. No, you leave, and if you've got any left, they divert you by all the tourist traps and stuff to get the rest of it. God, they suck. No, we went there on a family vacation of sorts, and we did the timeshare deal, you know, to get a little cheap room and board. And it was right there on the Disney property. Well, the timeshare thing was probably the most entertaining part to me because it was just pure hell on earth, the happiest place on earth, my ass. I mean, it was just hell. But that was the thing I noticed, that all roads lead you past merchandising opportunities. Yeah. God, just pissed me off. So, yeah, I got no love for Disney.
I have to agree with Mike. I mean, the entire intention is to separate you from your money.
Sure it is. A lot of your money, too.
But so that's piracy, I guess, in its own way.
It is. Sure. That's right. They're modern-day pirates. They're ad pirates or something. They're capitalizing on you, you know, not wanting to hear your children's screams and cries because they didn't get to see fucking Mickey. Yeah. Yeah, that's corporate piracy right there, man. You got it. I was thinking, so here we are, little music pirates, snatching a few seconds. I believe it's just payback for the hell they put me through when I was in Orlando.
You know? Amen, brother.
Yeah, and I think Michael Eisner would relate to the whole piracy thing concerning his corporate payouts he gets.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's robbing them blind, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, you know, screw him. But I was thinking about, okay, piracy, we're all of us guilty of it in some form or fashion, some more than others. I don't know anybody who hasn't gotten a little MP3 sent by someone or a software program, perhaps, that you needed to do your job.
Like a Photoshop program.
Photoshop or Word or something such.
Office 97.
Actually, I'm willing to bet that everyone that listens to this show is guilty of a little bit of piracy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think piracy is alive and well thanks to the computer age. Because if you didn't have pre-computer era, you were guilty of doing mixtapes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you're bootlegging, but it sounded like shit because, you know, you were copying it off. It's when the digital revolution came along that everybody goes, oh, my God, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're going to screw us blind. But I notice the TV people aren't near as worried as the music people were, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
What about the people that take home pens and paper and...
Office pirates?
Yeah, office pirates.
They're the worst.
Pirates of the office building.
Yeah. There's gas pirates, too. God, those bastards are becoming more and more common these days, right?
Actually, there are real big gas pirates. The guys who are siphoning off the gas and pipelines in Iraq.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And there, lately, people...
And apparently the Disney people got a hold of Rick.
Yep, the Disney people have surfaced.
I think they just ambushed him.
Man.
Are you there, Rick?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me? Because it seems like we're fading out.
No, we were hearing you fine until Walt Disney rose from his grave and snatched your ass from him.
We've got a pirate in the line. You've heard of Ghost in the Machines. We've got pirates in the line.
I guess we've got to be careful what we say now. Kind of spooked. But you were there, and then you were gone.
I have finished my chunky beer, and it was quite tasty.
That's what I was going to ask. What's your take on this? Pretty good?
pretty good. It's a kind of a, well, I hate to say it's a light Belgian ale, but you know, considering it's 11%, that's pretty strong.
It's very
drinkable. Tastes light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes very light.
It's a drinkable beverage. It's not over the top hops, and I mean not hops. I'm sorry, spice. There's like no hops to mm-hmm. speak of. Yeah,
it's good tasty. Balance. Real good balance.
I think
beer.
So too.
It doesn't make me feel more like a pirate though.
Does not.
Does not.
Well, we can only hope that our next couple of beers will make you pirate-like and start swinging your cutlass around.
Shiver me timber.
Speaking of pirates, what type of pirated music are we going to listen to today?
Oh, yeah, okay. It's time for a pirate break. Now, I found a guy, and I knew of the guy, and I'd heard him before, but I thought, I got to go back and visit this guy again. So this is pretty cool. This is Magic Slim, and this is a little live Magic Slim action. Get your business straight.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next beer. What is it?
Beer de Buccaneer.
Beer de Buccaneer.
Red Ale.
The Red Ale, and Rick had a
pirate beer.
Pirate beer, the real one, the one that says P-I-R-A-A-T.
And, yeah, it has a little on the front, a little sailing ship.
And it's little cannon misfired.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to catch that on audio, but...
The cork shot off, and...
As soon as I released the cage, everything went going. So I had a little geyser here.
Okay.
And then I captured some of the glass, and it's like I've got this persistent, kind of like, you know, when you make lemon meringue pie, you got the egg yolks that are frothy and puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got that same exact head in my glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I had that too. Ooh. I had that too on this red ale.
It was like a little meringue head. It was about 6 inches high, but it's kind of just paid about 2 or 3 right now.
Now, the one you're drinking, is that the red ale too?
No, he's got the pirate. Which pirate is it?
It's just pirate. That's all it says.
Okay.
Because there's pirate two of them. Ale. Okay. Pirate ale. A little chunk of pirate in every bottle.
Now, is this the same brewery?
Is it not? Is this not the brewery Van Steenburg?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's a triple strength IPA by Nature and History. Pirate, I want to say Pirate or something. Absolutely one of the top 5 beers of the world. Guide to Belgian Beers.
Hmm. And
it's imported by Winnet 2 Inc. out of Santa Barbara, California.
We thought we had the same thing, and we was wrong.
Yeah, this is really the same thing. I mean, everything he's reading is on the back of this bottle, too. I mean, www.globalbeer.com. Mm-hmm. They're just a big importer, and
they
make novelty beers. And
I wouldn't call this, I mean, it's a novelty label,
yeah.
But it's the real deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a good beer. It's a good beer. It definitely comes from Belgium.
Mm-hmm. And
it would be kind of similar to a private label. You have a lot of manufacturers that make their name brand, and then they make a lesser brand, quality brand, and then they sell it as a private label to people to put their label on. So I would kind of associate this beer in that vein.
Yeah, but it's the same brewery.
Oh, I agree, and that's why there's different labels out there on the same beer.
I don't think this is the same beer.
You don't think so?
No, because if you look at, but to your point, it says the same thing on the back. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a question. Is this like a knockoff beer, same beer, different label?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Is yours a red ale? Do you know? Does it look like a red ale? Or?
No, it's golden blonde. It's got a ton of really fine small bubbles and very strong with Brettanomyces. It's a freaking wonderful beer.
You got a soury little rascal. Well, okay. No, I think these are different beers.
Yeah.
We're on to the red ale on this side of the fence, and it's my thing about colors. It's very tasty. It's a cloudy beer.
Little red tint.
Yeah. Poured a head on it, but the head dissipated pretty quick. And nice. Yeah. I guess it is kind of a reddish tint to the although it's a little dense. Not a clear beer like our last one, but tasty. Got more twang, not Brett twang, but the more tartness, I guess, to this.
Yeah, it's got a little sweet flavor to it, and it's not near as strong as that last one.
You said something about Sprite.
Yeah, it had a real Sprite flavor smell to it.
It's got kind of a citrusy finish. It's got kind of a Sprite-like finish.
Yeah.
But I noticed there, now I've got no description off of what was this, Rate Beer, and they kind of panned all these. This only had a 71 on Rate Beer, but you, and this is our lowest alcohol, was 7%, and are you still looking at the Rate, or the reviews from Rate Beer?
Well, yeah, I got it right here. This one rated a B+,
whatever
on
that
Beer
is.
Advocate. Yeah. 7% ABV, Belgian Pale Ale. Let's see. One of the reviews says poured a nice clear amber ale, almost red. A small white head was present upon initial pour, but it quickly disappeared, kind of like what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Smells of caramel and malt and various fruits. Excellent tasting beer, very rich, very smooth in the mouth, almost creamy, went down great and gave me two of the most marvelous belches I have ever been given by a beer. While I greatly enjoyed this ale and probably would have opened a second one had it been available, it was a bit too rich. And it is a little sweet.
It is. It's a little rich. Yeah. And I think it does have a smooth mouthfeel. There's no graininess to it.
Yeah. Right? You know what I like about this one? Even though it's real rich, it goes away real quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it finishes really clean and dry. And I like that in a beer.
So, Rick, how's the pirate going down?
I'm loving it. This is a good beer.
There was something wrong with that. I'm not quite sure what. How's the pirate going down?
Well, yeah, when I heard about his little mishap, I wish we'd had it on audio because it was like, oh!
Yeah, I know. I heard it.
I got to go get a towel.
Yeah, taken out of context, you sound like something else.
Sound like a foreign movie or something.
The pirate's booch.
Yeah. So we have to unveil our original. We were reading all the pirate jokes earlier. Right, all of the God or so many.
Arg.
Yeah, they all rhyme with arg.
So how do you poison a pirate? Arsenic.
how do pirates keep track of the passage of time? They use a calendar. So they're all the same. So we came with the original world debut, original big foamy head pirate joke. What does a pirate pimp say? Yo ho.
Yo-ho.
Bring me that bottle of rum. Yo-ho, bring me that bottle of rum.
So I'll tell you something about the beer. It's kind of hard to drink because when you pour it, it just pushes the foam out, you know?
Oh, because there's so much foam?
Yeah, it's like two-thirds foam.
Yum. But it goes away. Settles, right?
Does.
Aerates itself, lets the little rats jump around in there.
And something, too,
Rick. To our listeners, you use a towel if you're trying to drink this.
Yeah.
You need towel.
And always grab it near the bottom of the bottle, because when you grab up near the top, it narrows down all the way to the mouth of the bottle. And if it's
our little bottle.
Yeah, if it's wet, it'll slip right out of your hand.
That's true for many things,
yeah.
Mike.
That she said.
Yeah.
We have to divert from this theme quickly.
That's right.
Okay, I have seven words for you.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
And if you haven't heard those seven words before, well, you hadn't been paying attention to some of our brethren podcast, and what do you know, the last one or two, us. Yeah. Rick's starting to put the NSFW?
Yeah, not safe for work.
Not safe for work. And so let us apologize for our previous actions and anything we'll do in the future, including now. So those
sorry,
were just James. That was our seven dirty words, as made famous by a pirate of sorts, George Carlin.
Yes, he was.
He was flaunting with the law and doing all kinds of reckless things, got him in trouble, got his ass arrested more than once, mm-hmm. Right? You know what I found out? An interesting thing. You know that Lenny Bruce got arrested, right? That was a big deal, and everybody knows, like, Lenny Bruce, the real satirical comedian stuff. But what I did not know until I started reading some of the obituary stuff, Lenny wasn't alone in the paddy wagon when they dragged his ass off stage. George Carlin went with him.
Really?
Yeah, he was, like, giving the police shit about it, and they threw him in there, too.
Wow.
So, that and then the seven dirty words. So I looked on what is it, the source from which all information, anything that's worth knowing,
Wikipedia.
Yeah, and Wikipedia says this, and I thought this is the cool part about George Carlin. Carlin is noted for his political insights, black humor, observations on psychology, religion, and many taboo subjects. Carlin and his seven dirty words comedy routine were central to the 1978 U.S. Supreme Court case FCC versus Pacifica Foundation, in which a narrow 5-4 decision by the justices affirmed the government's right to regulate indecent material on the public airwaves. So he challenged that, mm-hmm. And although he lost,
that was a narrow decision, only five to four.
Yeah. But it did kind of like open up for a lot. And of course, these days they say shit all the time.
Yeah,
the word shit on what is it? FX and Spike and some of these other, and you know, they're starting to show people's butts and everything. So it's all going away. You know,
we talk about 4-hour erections all day long on TV.
Yeah,
you know, what's the difference?
But only since they're bad, and we should seek emergency medical treatment.
Have you guys been watching ABC Family?
No,
because I think it's rather family unfriendly. Some of the stuff like Kyle XY. And some of those shows, you know, they're dealing with the teenage pregnancy and abortions and all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't think that's family entertainment.
I watch Cinemax late night.
I don't even have Cinemax. God. So you go to the porn stores. Yeah. More direct and to the point. Why? Wait for it. Beat around the bush.
Brum bum.
Okay. So my beer de Buccaneer red is gone.
Mine's not far from it being gone. It's pretty good beer.
I'm enjoying it. How's the pirate settling now that you've gotten worked your way into the bottle a little bit?
I'm doing quite well.
Yeah.
Well. So maybe a pirate came and stole your beer.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, I did leave the room. I think Mike was drinking on mine while I was there. That's why he said
that. Might have done that.
Well, speaking of pirate, and this is something we ourselves were pirated, kind of. Night before last, we were out there having a cocktail or three, and I had these drinks called lemon drops. And my wife doesn't drink, not really at all. And one of the neighbors, former and sometimes guest on the show, Claire, she was over here. And we were sitting out around the pool drinking. Thank you. And so the lemon drops came out. And these have got some alcohol in it, and they got feeling pretty loose. And we had come inside, and they listened to our Drunks in Space. And they were full of liquid courage and, and feeling their theatricalness. And they decided they wanted to take us on. So we have another artistic cultural twofer. And this first twofer in this segment is the Drunks in Space redo, the female version. Dr. Robert Gilruth, head of the Mercury Project, walks into a briefing room where a solitary Alan Shepard sits. In 2 hours, Shepard will attempt to become the first American in space.
Well, Al, are you ready to make history?
Fuck you.
What's wrong, son? Got the pre-launch jitters?
No, I finally wised up to exactly what we're doing here. Y'all going to strap me on top of a giant stack of explosives and blast me into goddamn space.
Come on, Al. We sent Muggies up and...
And yes, where are they now? Can I meet these monkeys?
Well...
Of course I can. They're still up there, frozen stiff in their capsules. None of them came home. Well, except for the ones he got thawed out real fast. Goddamn fricasseed on re-entry.
Actually, he drowned in the ocean.
Well, that's a relief.
I have a present for you, Al. I was going to give it to you when you came back, a great American hero. But since you're not going, you might as well have it now.
Oh, is that the game? Get me snuckered, then strap me to the missile, murder missile.
Just have a taste, it'll sell your nerves.
Okay, but only because it's my brand.
Shepard takes a pull off the bottle.
There, that's better.
Says you, I still ain't going near that.
Have another jolt for good luck.
It'll help me face reporters when I get those cocksuckers. I ain't going!
Sure, go ahead and take the neck off that bastard.
I think I should know how to drink liquor, Bob.
Shepard shows the bottom of the bottle what the ceiling looks like.
Did I ever tell you about the time me and John Glenn got rip-roaring on this old stuff and stole Gordo's Harley and jumped that fucker over?
You're supposed to interrupt.
Sure. That's why we chose you for this gig, Al. You're all balls and no...
Brains? Is that it?
No. I was going to say all balls and no backing down.
And go goddamn right. Remember when I crashed the X-14? Throw that son of a bitch right into the dirt and walked away without a scratch eye.
Bottle's getting lonely, Al.
Not so long.
Shepard takes a long pull.
Boy, that's the right stuff.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're not cut out for this deal. We figured you might choose not to go. We have Glenn standing by.
Standing by my ass. That motherfucker has camped out on his crapper just in case he gets the call.
He told me he's raring to go.
Shit. And ain't that I'm going exactly. I never said that. I just want you to grasp that. You know, this shit is dangerous. You understand me? What I'm doing? Fucking dangerous, man. I just wanted you to grasp that.
We grasp it fine, Al.
Good. It's just that, you know, you motherfuckers need to respect what I'm doing here. I'm goddamn blasting off into fucking space.
I knew you had the guts.
Shepard finishes out the bottle and wings it into a corner.
Who the fuck ever doubted my guts? Tell you what, stick a case of dynamite under a milk crate, and I'll climb on top of that motherfucker and ride it right into Pluto. That's the kind of guts I got.
That's my boy.
I'm going to see those monkeys. Couple of belts of booze. Right up, goddamn monkeys. You know, Bob, I wouldn't mind having a drink with those monkeys.
Wouldn't we all, Al? Wouldn't we all?
All right. Step that motherfucker. Big Al, going to space. Sputnik my ass. Here comes the goddamn USA, you cummy bastards. Keep your filthy Bolshevik hands off my space monkeys.
You tell them, Shep.
I'm ready to go. Give me the keys, that motherfucking rocket. I'll drive.
Lemon Top Cinema.
So what'd you think about that? That was
hard to tell. That was the British female doing a Texas male astronaut.
Yeah, I know it's kind of hard. For Claire to do like some, apparently some of the actors who are from the UK can successfully hide their voices.
And they turn it off, man.
And apparently some can't. She was trying her hardest. I said, well, Claire, they're, you know, this guy's like from Texas, so he's got kind of a southern accent. He goes, okay, I can do a southern accent. Sound about as good as my British accent.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I thought they did good. But did you catch that at the end, brought to you by Lemon Drop Theater? I love that. Okay, so they had a big time. So they're up, and I think in future episodes of Big Foamy Head, we will have even larger productions, and Mike will no longer have to play the girl.
Yeah. That dress doesn't fit.
I know, but it looks good on you.
Yeah, thanks. So, I'll see you after the show.
Now, that was funny stuff. All right, we got another beer and more pirate stuff, and let's do some more Magic Slim.
We'll be right back. gonna treat me like you do.
Wow.
Spent all of my time loving no one but you.
Jokes. Where would a comedy show be without a few fart jokes? Question. Do you ever have to fart on a bus or an airplane or in some public place, but you hadn't been farting all that day, so you didn't really know the nature of the beast? You only knew there was lots of it. In a situation like that, what you have to do is to release a test fart. You have to arrange to release quietly and in a carefully controlled manner about 10 to 15% of the total fart, in order to determine if those around you can handle it. Or if in fact you may be about to precipitate a public health emergency. When releasing a test fart, it is often good to engage in an act of subterfuge, such as reaching for a magazine. Say, is that Golf Digest? That doesn't smell too horrifying. In fact, in an odd way, it's rather pleasant. I think they ought to enjoy the rest of this baby. And it turns out to be one of those farts that would strip the varnish off a footlocker. A fart that could end a marriage. And everyone around you heads for the exits. Even the people on the airplane. As you realize, it is time to review your fiber intake. It might not be necessary, after all, each morning to eat an entire wicker swing set. I have no ending for this, so I take a small bow. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Says a little loud. Something to liven up your big foamy hat. Farting in public.
Your listening day.
So we're on to our third beer. Rick's still working on the pirate. It's having its way with him, apparently.
You hanging in there, Rick?
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's the big one. I'm about halfway through.
Of the 750 milliliter. And what was the alcohol?
Oh, wow.
Volume?
His was a big bottle.
This is a big bottle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What was your... Because these Buccaneers are all 333s or something like that. Tiny bottles.
Yeah, we're drinking 11.2-ounce bottles, and we're sharing them.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the 10.5 and 750 milliliters. So.
What could possibly go wrong?
You're screwed.
It's a bit.
And your
wife. Though. I'm highly recommending this one. If you'd like to taste a Britannomyces.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a nice, tasty beverage.
We'll have to try that. That sounds good.
Are those deliberate Britannomyces or are those accidental?
Lord only knows. I assume they're deliberate.
We'll hope
now,
so.
Now, the thing is, they got a little Viking ship on the front.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a pirate ship?
Well, it's got a pirate with the little head bandana, and okay. It's got a Viking ship. So okay. Apparently, they're equating pirates and Vikings.
All right. Well, we're drinking the Beer de Buccaneer Dark Ale, and this is kind of a mid-range beer for the Buccaneer series. This is a 9%, a Belgian strong ale. The description is energetic and full-bodied taste with sweetish pronounced tone, brown copper color, and a creamy foam of beige tonality.
I love that word.
Tonality. Bouquet, harmonious and elegant. Category, Belgian Strong Dark Ale, style brown ale. This beer is produced with the method of the triple fermentation, means that it has 3 doses of malt, more than the quantity used for other beers, added in 3 different phases of workmanship, like the last phase where the malt is directly put in the bottle or the keg. Apparently, this is translated from the Belgian, the Flemish. This is a little weird read to it, but it is what it is. But I don't know about that. A triple meaning adding malt 3 different times? Maybe that's their interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's pretty tasty. What do you think?
I think it's pretty good. It's a little sweet, but...
Mm-hmm. No spice.
No, not a whole lot of spice. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good beer, but I get a little alcohol flavor too, but... You know, I like that in a beer. Sometimes.
I'm getting a tiny bit, but it's got, as you swallow it, it's got some effervescence going down. And I like that.
Yeah, it's not really a burn like on some of the heavy alcohol beers, but overall, it's a pretty good beer.
It's a creamier taste, too.
And you know, I bought those, back December,
a while
maybe?
Back. Yeah,
December.
They've been sitting up for a while.
Yeah.
So they age. At least in the refrigerator. They don't go bad.
Hey, Rick, I noticed on the back of this one bottle, it had like a code down in the back label right-hand column. I got a 26CG. Have you got any type of code on yours?
Well, I did on the first one I had, the smaller bottle that we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
The one that had chunks in it. And it also seemed to have a date on the bottle cap. Remember I said all that foam residue on the bottle cap?
Yeah.
Also had looked like a date stamp, and I couldn't quite interpret it. It was either 98 or 85.
'85.
I can't tell. There's what this is. Mine on the back on the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
Mine says 11.3E.
Yeah, I got a 26CG on this one.
Maybe,
Who knows?
I think it's just a batch label. I don't think there's any kind of born-on date or freshness dating or bottling or anything like that. Just, it is what it is.
I guarantee mine was old, though, because I had to wipe the dust off the bottle when I bought it.
Ah.
That's a good sign sometimes. Yeah,
been heated up a few times just to make sure.
Rode around on the beer truck for a few weeks. And
under fluorescent lights for 2 years, you know.
Yeah, there you go. What could go wrong? So the commercial description doesn't really tell me a whole hell of a lot. Belgian strong dark ale. It's a darker beer. It's kind of opaque, a brown. What they say, like a brown, a dark brown.
Did this one have a rating?
Yeah, same thing. 76. Okay. They're either 76 or 71. So they kind of put these, you know, through upper quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's good. I would drink this again. If I wasn't looking for something to bite my head off or be super sweet, you know, like a milk stout, it's pretty good. If I wasn't in the mood for hops, it'd be a nice beer to have. Plus, it's got enough alcohol to jack you up.
Yeah.
So, there you go. And we split three little ones between us, and Rick's crawled inside the big pirate bottle like a ship in the bottle, except it's Rick. He's all up in the bottle.
Maybe we can Photoshop a picture of Rick in a bottle.
That'd be great. Yeah. Laid out. That's funny. All right. So, the only other pirate thing I had was Butt Pirate, but we're not going to go there. We're leaving that subject alone.
All right, Mike, let's see what's bothering you, because that might be a little more interesting.
What's bothering you, Mike?
I've got a neighbor that lives behind me, and kind of like in another section of the neighborhood. Our neighborhoods are divided into little areas, and the dog barks all the time. What do?
Poison meat?
Thought about it.
Now, we had the same discussion because a yippy-ass little dog that barks at air at 6:30 a.m. Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm to the point now where do I call the police? Do I call animal control?
You can call animal control. They'll come out and fuss at them, but they won't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Unless you could also talk to their homeowners association.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They might find, because actually it's in the bylaws.
I wonder if it's as active as ours is, because ours is pretty active. I mean, they come out and bitch at you having the wrong color shutters.
Which I'll go ahead and announce my candidacy. I already told them. Last night, because we're getting these goddamn notes in our mailbox. Your shutters are this. Y'all can see your garbage can. And 4th of July, don't forget, fireworks are illegal and against neighborhood covenant. And I'm thinking, oh, you've done stuffed in it now. I like exploding shit.
I mean, bring out the explosives. The higher.
The bigger, the higher, the louder, the better.
I set off mortars. I don't screw around firecrackers.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you hit the lake with fireworks.
That's right. I do. I kill fish. They get impaled by the...
That's what we need to do. We need to put about 10 gallons of gasoline out there on the water and light it.
Yeah, there you go. We'll just set the lake on fire. No, but we've been getting all these. So I'm going to run. I told my wife, I'm going to run. And my platform is, I don't care what you do. I'm not going to say shit. Mm-hmm. That's my platform. Just because I've had it with some of these anal retentive assholes who have nothing better to do than go around and have this pseudo power trip. Well, I'm in the neighborhood association. I was like, oh, fuck you. Come on, man. You know.
Hey, you wouldn't believe what my neighbor's going through with Carnival, having to put his backflow preventer on the swimming pool.
Really?
Oh, man. They're making him get a certified plumber to come out and put that backflow preventer on.
You know, well, that's the world we live in. In the world of gas going through the roof and
The sky is falling.
That's right. We're off topic. Were we talking about pirates earlier? And I mentioned butt pirates and it's gone to hell. We get all discussy and everything.
We have the option of redoing segment 3.
All right, you know what we got to do? We have to just pull ourselves out of this depression. There's only one thing that can save us.
A little bit of class and culture.
A little bit of class and culture, my friend.
All right, Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater presents... Beer Haiku from BeerHaikuDaily.com. I am what I am. Beer drinking pirate. Can't get enough of the hops. Just as it should be. Arr, arr. Beer Haiku.
Yeah. I feel better already.
I have been enlightened in my soul.
Sure, I ain't scared of nothing.
Okay, we've screwed the third, I can't even say it now, the third segment up about as bad as possible, and thankfully Rick pulled us out with the beer haiku.
Man, class and culture wins out every time, doesn't it?
So, recap the beers that we had, 3 Beer de Buccaneers and 1 Pirate. And of the 3, well, Rick had, you had the Beer de Buccaneer and the Pirate, and I think it's pretty obvious you're loving on your Pirate, right?
I'm loving on the Pirate, yeah. It's a nice tantamices, tartness, and it's golden. It's got a little too much of a persistent head, like I was describing it as kind of like the meringue thing going. It's making it difficult to drink, but damn tasty. And I have to say that the golden ale I had was old.
You had chunky style. Okay.
I had chunky style, right.
All right, and we had the 3 Beer de Buccaneers. The our golden ale was a little newer. We had the blonde, the red, and the dark. Mike, what did you...
I think the blonde was my favorite.
I believe I'm right there with you. I will say that the red was my second.
I agree.
I liked the dark. It was sweet, but other than that, there wasn't a lot of character. I really liked how the blonde was. It had the effervescence, and plus it's 11% alcohol.
Yeah, how can you go wrong with that, huh?
So it was a tasty beverage.
And someday, Dick, we're going to have a show. It's just going to have like reds and browns and
nothing but colors.
And colors, and we're going to have to make you decide, or we're going to let you decide what your favorite color is.
Well, you know, we did the color of beer a couple of years ago, I think. Speaking of a couple of years ago, coming up here next week, 4th of July.
Whoa!
July, right. Yeah, it is. That's
actually next Friday.
Yeah. So what?
That's when you do your pyrotechnic show.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Screw on
everybody. Fire on the lake.
That's right. Arson.
Yeah, arr.
Fire on the cannons.
Okay, so that's it. We apologize for all the potty mouths and the gay bashing and everything else.
Grow up, get over it.
We apologize to everyone we've offended and to the countless thousands who we will offend in future shows.
Keep listening, guys. Hopefully we're not turning you off.
No. And as we've always said, you know, lifestyle's lifestyle. Do whatever the hell you want. Just make sure you drink good beer. Speaking of good beer, almost forgot, be sure to go to beersafari.com. And there you'll find an ass load of great podcasts. It's a jungle of beer out there. And one of the ones I want to point out, Rick, you sent this to me, Charlie the Beer Guy. He just reviewed some of these very same beers, right? And
cool.
It's he on. Did. Yes. I looked at it. I looked at his site the other day, and he covered these as well. So you can get even more opinions than ours because we are from the back 40.
Sure.
Says the San Jose Examiner.
But you know what? We are from the well-traveled back 40.
That's right.
We get all we over do back, get around.
Back 40. We've been to the 41st, 42nd.
Yeah, 44th.
Yeah, all over.
Every now and then I get to the 63rd. But,
man, you're a world traveler. All right, so let's wind it up. These are some damn tasty beers. I'm real happy with the beers.
I liked every single one of them.
I know. And the worst one was really, really good.
It was.
Rick's crawled inside his pirate, and he probably has a wooden leg by now from all the alcohol he's consumed.
No, I've had to run to the potty about 5 times during the show. Hey, misquote the reference for that one guy. He's from northern Colorado. It's not San Jose.
Who?
Oh, the guy who said the back 40.
Okay, well, I looked on the thing. I thought it said San Jose Examiner.
It's San Jose, Colorado.
Get out.
It's from San Jose, Colorado. That's right. No, there's no such place. Okay, show notes. Check the show notes, and we'll give you the correct
reference. Because I think it's quite obvious we're geotarded.
I think we're drinking. Excellent.
Yeah, thanks. That's always our excuse. We've been drinking. You can't hold us responsible.
The Oyster Fest, right?
Oh God! Yeah. That's the other thing. We went and tried to eat 5 dozen oysters before the show. Probably not a great idea.
No,
yeah, not yet. So that's good.
No, the oysters are staying down so far, but the night is young. So
yeah, we'll have to get the lemon drops out here real soon and get around the pool and give them Hail Harry.
There you go.
We'll do some bourbon shots, and then do you guys have a bucket?
Woo! Yeah, bourbon, oysters, and heat. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
All right, so next time we talk to you, we'll be all of 3 years old. Isn't that cool? Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Check, please. This was never the way I planned, not my intention.